I've been kind of like fighting with my wife recently, but not fighting, but kind of fake fighting, you know, to like keep the relationship, you know, to keep it funny mm-hmm. about getting a new TV because of all the like, you know, Black Friday sales and stuff. And our TV mm-hmm. is fine. I just want something like bigger because I think I'm going blind.
Oh, no.
It's either that or the text in the video games is getting smaller and I just can't read it. And so I've been talking about this like OLED technology, like, oh, I mean, this is what we've got is all tech and like we should be get the OLED. And she's, you know, from the perspective like, but this TV is fine. It's great, actually. It's one of the best TVs I've seen. There's nothing wrong with this one. And I totally understand it. And really, I'm just like, oh, but I'm going blind. Like I need that extra 5 inches or whatever. Just to be able to like see a little bit better.
You gotta get your eyes checked.
Oh, I went in recently and I got reading glasses, but now I'm worried that I should go in again.
Mm. Yeah, the dual ones for old people where it's like half of it's far, half of it's near.
They, you know, the guy at Lens Crafters, I'm sorry to plug a company, but that's where I went. the guy at Lens Crafters offered that. He said, I can do, you know, your slight prescription on the bottom, but, and then you get bifocals. Is that what they're called?
I think so. Yeah.
And all sorts of stuff, blue light protection, you know, the works. And I was like, how long does that take to get used to realistically to be able to like look in one direction and it's like good for one angle, but then a different direction for another angle? And he said it usually takes, you know, about 3 months to adjust. And I went, oh, I ain't doing that work. And I didn't get them. And now I'm wishing that I had.
You just get two different glasses too.
That's what I want. I want two different to switch off, you know, for different occasions. But I just got a text. I just got a text from her as I was about to go, if you're hearing that, you know, to do the beginning. And she says, you can go ahead and get the TV. And it's because she's staying with friends and they have the OLED. And so she's seen the light.
Perfect.
And so I've got green light for, you know, the Christmas present to myself, well, the Hanukkah present to myself in this case. So let's go. Okay, we can do that as like the cold open, and then we can start the episode. We'll see if that works, Corey. We'll see if that's funny. Even though people always get mad and they're like, oh, I thought the episode was messed up. I re-downloaded it from Patreon.
People love complaining because they paid for something. It's like the Karen gene.
They paid for something. I was complaining last night. I was so... Okay, we'll still leave all this in because it's going to be funny. I was so mad I got the Destiny 2 like Star Wars expansion because I'm that's such an elder millennial. I haven't played Destiny 2 in years, but I'm like, oh, but I can get the lightsaber.
Is there
lightsabers
in Destiny 2?
There are lightsabers
now.
See, you are Unk. See, yeah. you're welcome.
Yes.
And last night I was being so mad because I couldn't figure out like how to go anywhere. And I was like, this is where the technology is like passed me by. Like I can't figure out how to join up with another person. And like the mission is too hard. I'm getting killed on my own, but I can't figure out how to like invite another person. I did this like looking for group thing and it found two guys and they were yelling at me in the chat. They were like, start the quest. And I couldn't. And I was so mad. I was like ready to write Bungie a letter being like, you gotta make it easier to like use your products.
Yeah, it's always intimidating with those MMOs where it's like there's a guy who's just like he's been playing for like 12 hours a day and he has like a dedicated bucket for when he has to when nature calls, you know.
He's
just grinding and they expect you to be as good as they are, and it's like I'm just figuring this out, man.
I couldn't even figure out how to like equip an ability. It was like a menu within a menu within a menu. I was just like menu within UI within HUD within like lobby within social space within it was too much within like which chat filter. Like there's only so much that I can do, and I started to feel like maybe games were like starting to phase me out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're getting unked out of the competitive multiplayer stuff.
I'm getting unked out. Okay, and that'll be the cold open, and then it'll go, da-da-da, well done. You found a way to connect to the internet. Welcome to the QAA Podcast Premium Episode 315, Alien Ant Farms and Space Communists. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rakitansky,
Liv Akar,
and Travis View.
Folks, it's happening. With disclosure just over the horizon, all types of former government contractors are stepping forward to offer what they know on Reddit. This time, it's a former energy weapons specialist warning us about the upcoming Beam War against the Ants. So, I hope everyone is well.
I have no clue what's going on. It's Disclosure, which is the aliens.
Disclosure is aliens.
Okay.
Yes, the idea that it's high time for the government to finally admit they know aliens are real, they've been hiding from us, and they have secret alien technology, and they knew it the whole time, they just have to admit it. Why won't they admit it?
I see.
Mm-hmm. And there's this documentary that I think, hopefully if everything goes according to plan, we'll be doing an episode on very shortly, called The Age of Disclosure, that like even my normie friends are kind of texting about, being like wow, it's really there's sort of a general consensus among the homies that like Disclosure is kind of on the horizon, and for one homie, like, that's also the Rapture. I have a diverse group of friends.
I feel like aliens are like the safest kind of edgy conspiracy theory. It's like this safe edge equivalent of when people like are racist towards Italians.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, no, this is the easiest way to do conspiracies without people being mad at you. Because it's like, well, that'd be cool, I guess, is if aliens were real. And it's not quite like Flat Earth, which is like ridiculous. Like, it's kind of mystical and like, I mean, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no fighting in that group chat, oddly enough. There are no arguments. It's just kind of a yes anding and like wows and a couple like, you know, sort of eye open emojis.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of quaint to say like, it's like the government is corrupt and they're covering up the truth. It's like, what are we really about? What? About how aliens are real. It's like, oh, that's actually kind of nice. Of all the things that they could be corrupt about, you know, that was not so bad.
Doesn't really show your politics.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're like, oh, the government is lying about like, they actually have evidence of like minorities being inferior or something. It's like, well, I know this guy's politics. Wow, there's only really one type of guy who can believe that that's the guy. I think the government could, one, know, and then two, lie about. But aliens, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Well, okay.
There's so many conspiracy theories that like a family member or friend could bring up that would immediately tell you what their politics are. But aliens, yeah, I know both. I know both on political sides of the spectrum. So anyways, yes, this came from that same that same group chat where I was asked to check out this Reddit post. And at first I was like, oh man, this is like, but then I saw how many upvotes it had, and there was like all of these comments, and it was 7,000 words. So I was like, oh, we kind of got to do an episode on this. And it basically alleges that space communism is real, and that is the real cover up.
True. I agree now. See, look, it can be, as I said, it could be very far left, very far right. It's hard to. Jay Posadas was a weird like Trotskyist, I think, who's Argentinian, and he thought that aliens were real, and it was a part of his plan for communism, as far as I remember.
Yeah. This is like that. So this is, yeah, I know there's some people on the Patreon. Well, I know there's one person on the Patreon that I'm hyper focused on, who's like tired of Jake like premium content. And like, we listen, we read all the comments. We're gonna try to switch it up, but like, today is not that day. Today is story time with Jake, and we're gonna go deep into space communism, the ant aliens, and the alleged Reddit whistleblower that is finally emerging from the shadows to tell us all about it.
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Plan with Julian and Annie, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion, it's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.